working back here, so I'm gonna make it away.
Thank you, Ben. Hope you had a nice lunch. Alright, we're moving on to conceptual design. Just review what we did in our last meeting. Under marketing, we targeted our audience and, generally, how helpful that was. Then we considered some design options with how it should look. We discussed the iPod like button system, which we haven't included, but so if you all have presentations to do, we can see what where you've come from our last. Does everyone have presentations?
Yes.
Nice. Then maybe I'll have to go first.
Sure. So I've been looking at the components design, mostly by consulting on remote control diagrams from the internet, and also by incorporating design ideas from the last project meeting. So we need some custom design parts and other parts which just use standard. I assume we'll be custom designing our case, probably a hard plastic or some other material case to protect the remote and the locator. And we'll need to custom design a circuit board because the circuit board has to take the button input and send it to the output. So we have to design that each time. But once we come up with a design, we'll send it to the circuit people and they'll just print it out. Standard parts include the buttons and wheels, the iPod style wheel. The infrared LED is actually going to be included in the circuit board that comes with it. We need a radio sender and receiver, those are standard. And we also need a beeper or buzzer or other sort of noise thing for locating the remote. So we have some material options. We can use rubber, plastic, wood, or titanium. I'd recommend against titanium because it can only be used in the flat cases and it's really heavy. And the rubber case requires rubber buttons, so if we definitely want plastic buttons, we shouldn't have a rubber case.
And why not wood?
Hmm?
And why not wood?
Well, we can use wood. I don't know why we'd want to. And also we should note that if we want an iPod-style wheel button, it's going to require a slightly more expensive chip. We can't use the minimal chip. We need the next higher grade, which is called regular. I don't think it's much more expensive, but it is more expensive. So that's what I've got on design.
Can I do next, because I have to say something about the material,
mm-hmm.
which is quite shocking. Right, I have been searching the current trends, both on the web and via fashion watches, and the findings are that the first thing to aim for is a fashion, fancy look and feel. Next comes technology and the innovations to do with that, and last thing is the easy to use factor. Fancy look and feel goes far beyond the functionality of the thing, but I suppose that is included in the ease of use. Our fashion watchers in Milan and Paris have decided, well, noticed that the fruit and vegetable theme is the is the current trend, and therefore we need to go for that if we want, you know, whatever our motto is. Fashion, we go for fashion, the fashion in electronics. So we want to put the fashion in electronics. We need to go for fruit and vegetables, and also go for a spongy feel. So the question of our technology, what is industrial designer, as to the material should be limited to, I don't know how spongy can be, should discuss this together, I don't know how spongy can be achieved, but apparently that's the way to go. I have been thinking about this fruit and vegetable thing, and I prefer fruits to vegetables, but that's just a personal opinion. I think people like to have a fruit instead of vegetables in their sitting room. Those are just suggestions, and also we need to decide whether this should be printed, so that still has to do with the material discussion. Should we print the fruit stuff, or should the actual remote look like a fruit? And finally, again, with the spongy, it has to be technologically innovative, so maybe, again, our industrial designers should look into that or find, come up with a solution that's better than mine. To summarize, these are the points that need to be touched in order to get a good decision, and hopefully our user interface has more to say about the matter. Thank you for your attention.
So that food and vegetables thing. I actually wasn't aware of the trend in electronics.
No, there was a, well, it's a trend in fashion, in clothing and fabrics.
You're aware you're
so, okay, let me. That's right. Okay. Here we go. Conceptual user interface. Can I try to talk about what kind of, how people are actually going to be using this iPod-ish remote control based on fruit vegetable design. And basically, so this is a touch-based graphical interface system. So people are going to be looking at this little screen. I assume, are we still on the screen idea?
We haven't discussed the last.
Because if we're gonna have to, if we have this, it just seems like in order to have someone going around and using the wheel.
You need the screen.
It seems like you would need a screen.
You need a screen to music because you're looking for a specific song, like, you know, that band or whatever.
But like if you think about
channels,
it.
It's, you know, like 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, but so you're gonna have to switch to like DVD and like other things like that.
We're actually not having DVD, that was one of
But the screen can come up on the telly, she said.
Okay. So anyway, well, so if we're not going to have a screen, so basically it's just going to be a wheel then. I think you're going to have some kind of a
graphical interface.
Yeah.
You can have it on the telly though.
Yeah, like you're going to have to be able to switch to like a mode we're not choosing that, I guess, but like choose channel control. Because people aren't going to be able to have like, channels 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So that people seem to be.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know, but you're going to have to scroll to get channels. So, I guess that's what I was thinking. You may need to have some kind of screen because so that people can go back and forth and choose. Or then again, if you just. I guess I can see like some kind of a thing where like. You sort of have like the number come up on the TV. Just scroll and just get to like 5 or like 12. Or
but imagine
having one with a wheel on it. You could show it on TV.
Oh yeah.
But what if you have a satellite and you have like 200 channels? Then you can get to channel 1.
Yeah.
You can quickly. I think the wheel goes to like 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
if you do, so you'll have to, so we basically just kind of need to figure out, like, what kind of, you know, range we need to have on the wheel, and, so, you're doing this motion to, like, control the channels, or, like, once you stop that, you know, you can, like, tap for, different, functions like volume, or, like, you can tap just to get to different channels. Like, if you just wanted to go to, like, from 5 to 6, you could tap. Mm-hmm. And then there's also the concern about, you know, how do you get to the menu if you want to change the brightness of your television, or if you want to, switch around, I don't know, like, these different modes, like, turn on the timer, or, like, something like that.
I mean, with that many options, I'd think that the screen would be better, because
I would think
you could
so
have
too,
that
like
menu option.
So, I mean, it does seem a little silly to have this screen if you hardly are ever using it, you know, because, but then again, it does make kind of, if the screen's sort of just like an option that, like, it's just there and you're not really using it, that's kind of,
it's more expensive.
Yeah.
According to the design people.
Yeah, that's the only
thing.
You
have to get an advanced chip if you want to have a screen in, which is more expensive than the regular chip, which is more expensive than the normal.
So then basically it has to have some way to get to a mode on the television where you're doing, you can get to, you can, like, maybe it'll be that central button.
Yeah.
Then you hit that, and then it brings up, like, the menu on the TV.
Yeah.
And you can just scroll around.
So
like,
the TV
to do
the
timer, the
screen.
To do
it.
Yeah.
So it would have all these different options of changing.
But the remote itself isn't working.
Okay, even has settings.
Mm-hmm.
Just
yeah.
Take that as a
well, we don't want the screen, I guess, but, it does seem like that would be like incredibly expensive, but I don't know. And then, so just really all you need is like this little wheel, then and you can control it. So.
Right. What if, I mean, if you're thinking of the design of it now, like the physical attributes, and you just have this. And it's like just a long silver thing or whatever. I think that, I mean, are you gonna have any buttons on that besides power and this thing? Or
it doesn't seem that you would need anything besides, I mean, and the power button could even be like hold down the menu button for like longer than 1 second and it turns on the TV.
So can we imagine that this would be smaller than the remote controls that you showed us before?
Yeah, definitely. Like I think we're looking at something that could be like even maybe like I'm seeing almost like a circular sort of like handheld like thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
but it should be comfortable.
It needs to be easy to like manipulate and use your.
Yeah.
I mean, how do I'm not really like when I use an iPod, I end up just kind of using my index finger to like control it.
Yeah, I've seen some people just kind of like that.
Yeah, I use a lot.
I think we have the Wii remote control.
Yeah, so
were there buttons on that as well?
Yeah, well, it had the wheelie thing, and then it had those 18 different buttons that I don't know what they do.
Yeah.
So we just used the top part.
But I mean, I think it could be pretty small. Like, I mean, you want it to be large enough that you can.
What if you have like a cover that went over buttons that you don't use very much? Like, so you could slide it up if you needed to like change the contrast or something like that. So the options are there, but they're not interfering with the design and the practicality of it.
But can't you just
do you know what I'm talking about? Like,
maybe something on the side.
But you can have it on the settings,
right?
But I mean, do you need that if you can get to, so long as you're able to bring up the menu on a TV screen?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's
that
the thing if we can do this, then probably.
Yeah. You wouldn't, I just don't think you would even need it.
So I guess we have to look into the, the programming, how they actually program these things.
Oh, how they make the menu show up on the TV?
I mean, you can do it.
They already do it.
It's got to be inside the TV and not inside the remote.
I mean, I've never bought a remote. It sounds like this remote's going to be purchased separately from the television.
Well, they usually are. Well,
My, I've never bought just a remote, like,
no.
I don't really have, but,
I guess that's right. It does come to the screen.
So, but I mean, it's, I've never had a hard time with, like, my remotes, like, bringing up the menu screen if you need to, like, change the date or whatever, you know, and I don't think that should be too hard.
Yeah, most of the ones we've had have had the menu button, because it's not like you need to have a button access to, like, change the contrast or something.
Yeah.
So it just need to come up every day or something.
Yeah. Well, so do you need, I guess you have to think about it. But I mean, you just basically need the output signal.
But also, if you have it on the screen, you can actually write everything out, because the problem with buttons is, you, like, they have these sort of abbreviations and codes that you're supposed to understand, and I never get it, never ever. So,
but you mean if we have this screen like the iPod screen?
Well, on the telly.
On the telly, okay. So yeah, I think the touch-based graphical interface is a really cool idea, because, you know, it is so obnoxious to, like, have to push this, like, okay, now I hit this, you know, you have a little guy that, like, hit this button twice. Or,
I mean, it is technologically innovative in a way, so that helps with the...
And it is trendy, the iPods are...
Did you get that picture on, did they provide you that picture on the web?
Yeah, my web research, so.
That's quite interesting. What are we going to do about this vegetable thing that I'm dragging?
Oh, I was gonna say, you said people want spongy. One of the material options is a sort of rubber that's done on, like, the stress ball thing.
Just nice feel, but I hate spongy.
Yeah, that would be kind of, you know, usually, like, the touchpad things are kind of a hard plastic mouse type, thing.
I mean, definitely the area
of
that.
Like, a spongy sort of, like, what if we integrated the what if the whole thing about the fruit and vegetables is somehow made it tactile, you know, tapped into that, so, like, it feels like,
well, it could be like mobiles that just you just put a cover.
Yeah,
if it's a small thing, you instead of creating an object for it that looks like a banana, which frankly I'm not particularly fond of. You could just have covers, and then your mobile—it's like a mobile phone thing. You know, you had there was a time when they had all these different covers.
Yeah,
for
you could do like the computers where they have like a grapefruit apple machine, and they have like a blueberry.
You
could name it.
And it could, the color can fit to your sitting room. So if you have red sitting room, you can have strawberry, and then if you have a green one, you can have.
I'm just forming this idea in my head of how this thing is looking. If you have like that stress ball material, kind of as what you're actually holding in your hand, so like what you're feeling is comfortable, and then there's more of a hard plastic thing.
Yeah.
Where that thing is.
Yeah.
And on that hard plastic thing, you can change either the color or the fruit. Or vegetable that's on there.
Yeah.
Is that kind of, because I'm thinking silver because those are our company colors.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't have silver. I don't know.
I mean, how are you all envisioning by what we've just, the feedback we've just got about the...
Maybe a bowl.
A bowl?
No, a squashy bowl. A relaxing squashy ball. That you can, well, I see you're thinking, it's weird, you're thinking the opposite of me, because you're thinking you change the hard bit.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how do you change the hard, would you put a sticker sort of? Because I was thinking if you have a cover for the squashy bit, like.
This is just.
Okay.
So that's the squashy bit. Squashy.
Yeah, I was thinking of getting a cover for
that. See, I was thinking
which is
this
cheaper. Well, I don't know if it's cheaper.
I was thinking this bit here would be the cover, and like that's your actual thing.
Yeah.
And like this,
well,
you can have like cherries and things around there.
I was thinking sort of a single ball shape.
I was thinking of things like this, because the way you were
rolling.
Describing the iPod and the roll thing.
It's like it has to be, yeah.
It's almost like your thumb is further up, so if you could squish it lower.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it wouldn't be very big, you know, like how big, this big, and then you just do that.
So you're saying the squishy part's like detachable, and you can, so maybe one, you know, you can have like the broccoli squishy thing, and then you could have like the banana squishy thing, and you could have your choice. You know?
Well, just the, I can't just, like, a condom thingy, like a cover, but... Well, the question is which one's easiest to change, and we can just contact our relevant department for that and just see what the cost is for covering that or covering that.
Yeah.
And for now, we can do two prototypes maybe and then hit, try and ask users what the best is. That's nice. I think it's nicer to have a drawing because it's neater.
Well, that's not very neat.
Yeah. I mean, I think, and I think the handheld part's definitely so you could make that into a fruit and vegetable thing.
If it's a bit like those juggling balls, you can change shape according to your, to the way you hold it. If it's got sand in it maybe or something, it just molds to your hand.
Yeah. So where are the fruit and vegetables now?
We don't know.
I guess it'd be either in the color of that plastic case on the front or in the color of the squishy thing on the
head. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the rest is the company. The company color silver.
It was silver and yellow. It looks like.
Okay.
Banana one.
I mean, that's another question. Where are we gonna? We should have the logo somewhere on it.
Mhm. Should also fit the batteries, which we haven't.
I think the batteries would have to go right in the plastic case.
Yeah, and that would.
Okay.
Especially if you're switching out the squishy part, then you could have the other part just be sort of a single unit you can snap off.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think. It'd be interesting to have the squishy bit, the part that you can change into the different, trendy. You spend so much time like squishing it into your own personal hand, then you get a new one and you have to do that again.
Yeah. But does it automatically? Does it automatically? I don't know.
I don't know what the rest of my notes mean because they were made for me.
Okay.
Next one. Components concept? ? Energy? ?
Mm-hmm.
Is that you?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, right, yeah. But what do we know about energy? I mean, we're going to use batteries, right?
We actually had an option of batteries, solar power, and a dynamo, which is something I didn't know what it is.
Oh, dynamo is, it's a bicycle. It's a bicycle mechanism. It's the it's like if something moves, moves,
yeah,
it stores energy.
The other one was a kinetic thing where you basically have to wind it yourself. So
it's quite sweet.
I sort of picked that, or you could have talked about doing a wind up or a dynamo or solar power. But I think solar power is not available with a rubber case, anyways.
Batteries sound good.
Dynamo, the fact with dynamo is the moment you move it, it creates energy on its own. Which is quite cool. So if you throw it, it's going to store loads of energy and you don't need to buy a battery because I find them annoying, but we need to find cost.
Yeah.
Don't know the cost. Does anyone have costs on the web?
All it said was it gave sort of relative. Some chips are more expensive than others, sort of things. It didn't give me the actual.
Okay.
Cost.
Right.
Most of the stuff is pretty cheap though, bought in bulk, so. Like the chip is probably the most expensive part.
What does chip on print mean?
The things like remote controls, a stamp out a chip,
mm-hmm.
calculated to, I think. So you can mass produce them pretty cheap.
Okay.
But it's not like a computer, you can't like reprogram your remote control, it's like a stamped onto the chip.
So chip on print is just means like that, mass produced. Okay. And case? I guess that's what we've been talking about, yeah, basically. You know, like, sometime. let's see. Is there anything else you need to talk about? When we move on, you two are going to be playing with Play-Doh. And working on the look and feel of design and user interface design. And you're going to be doing product evaluation. So we'll get more instructions from your personal coach.
Oh, thank you.
Cool. See you soon. Does it matter that I end early?
It's strange because.
It's early?
How early is it?
I think it's early.
I think it'll probably.